Fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, 11th Mishnah. Gas shel even shezifta oibet koychovim. This pit that's used like a hole in the ground, or a hole in the stone, more accurately, and it was made out of stone. So they dug into the stone, and then they would smear it with tar. So if the guy smeared the tar on it, then menagva v'toira. In order to be able to use it, you have to do this thing called menagva, which you use water and some ashes, some type of soap type of cleansing agent, because sometimes they put a little bit of wine into the cement, not into the cement, into the tar, and therefore you have to clean it off to make sure you don't have any of that on it. The shel eitz, if it was a wooden place where you vat for wine, Rabbi Omer Yenagev, Rabbi says you do the same process, which is you wipe it off with water and this cleansing agent. It's not enough. You have to actually scrape off the zephyrs. And then afterwards you clean it out. Why? Because he holds that you put more of this zephyr, of this tar, on the wooden one because it needs more of a protection, and therefore there's a chash of more of this yainesef mixed into it, and it's not enough just to wipe it off. Shalcheres, if the container was made out of pottery, doesn't even help to scrape off the zephyrs because we're concerned that some of this yainesef got absorbed into the pottery and will not come out.